We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Big Screen Sports listeners? Coming at you today to talk about Kay and the Crazies. If you listened to our episode a few weeks ago, talking the movie Bad Words with my buddy Darren Vaught, Darren mentioned his upcoming podcast series, Kay and the Crazies, talking about Coach K and the Cameron Crazies, the development of that fandom over at Duke. He mentioned that was coming up soon. That time is almost here. Today, I'm going to give you the trailer to Kay and the Crazies, Darren kind of introing the series. This series features a never-before-aired interview with Coach K. A recent interview, too. It's coming up. It's his last season at Duke. He's pretty famously a little guarded with these interviews, doesn't really give him out that much. So this is a huge opportunity for any college basketball fan, Duke fans especially, to learn about Coach K and then the history of this fanhood and how this was built, tenting, you know, the whole thing of you know, that atmosphere that they have at Cameron Indoor. So listen to the trailer, check it out. If you like what you hear, if it's something you want to hear more of, go subscribe wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, available everywhere. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, even just for the trailer. Those are huge. And then a Kickstarter is going to be coming out to help support this show. I believe it is going to drop tomorrow on Friday, December 10th. I will tweet out the link from my personal Twitter account at Kyle Bandujo, the Big Screen Sports Twitter account. I'll put it on Instagram, really wherever. This is going to be a great project. Darren and Brian, his partner on this, are doing great work. It'd be great if y'all could support the show. I know I'm looking forward to it. So without further ado, Kay and the Crazies. If you like the trailer, check out the Kickstarter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Here we go.
Well, it's an intimate relationship with the Cameron Crazies. We feel that the court extends to those bleachers. That we're one. And I think that's been built over the decades that I've been at Duke. Not necessarily that I built it, it's just been built. And I love that fact that our administration has allowed that to happen.
Most casual sports fans are well aware of Duke's run of dominance in men's basketball under the leadership of Mike Krzyzewski, who has announced that the 2021-22 season will be his last. Some even know about the Cameron Crazies, the group of Duke students who paint their bodies, wear outrageous outfits, yell and chant and sing during Duke Blue Devils home games at cozy Cameron Indoor Stadium.
They are part of this university and this team.
I think that's something that's rare in college basketball.
Some nights I wish I could have been down there on the floor with them.
Most fans, however, probably don't know as well the level of detail or the intricacies involved in tenting and the processes by which Duke students prove themselves worthy of access to the most important games played atop Coach K court. Or even less so, how it all got started.
people thought, wow, that's really unique and kind of funny that we camped out for basketball seats. You know, isn't that kind of weird? So I think at first it was just that.
As with most things associated with Duke men's basketball, the entity of the Crazies runs a parallel line of progress with that of Coach K's. With the team's success since K was hired over 40 years ago, the most elaborate and passionate student section in all of college sports has evolved. Centered around an exclusive interview with Krzyzewski, K and the Crazies features dozens of other interviews to, yes, look back on a historic career, but more importantly, look at how that success built up unique traditions and institutions adjacent to Duke men's basketball. Created by longtime Duke beat writer Brian McLawhorn and me, Darren Vaught, we hope you'll join us. Go ahead and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and get excited for episode 1 to be released in January 2022.